Penguin Random House Audio presents What a Happy Family by Soumya Dave. Read for you by Sunila Nankani. 1. Natasha. Any second now, Natasha is going to freak out in the exact way her therapist told her not to. She looks around the brunch table. Everyone's still in a good mood. A mood she'll definitely ruin after she makes her big announcement. Maybe she should wait. No, she's already put it off too long. And she should be able to handle everyone's reactions. Isn't that what being an adult is about? Handling things? Her boyfriend, Karan, is next to her, laughing at something his mom, Anita Auntie, just said. Anita Auntie tells another joke with a mixture of English and Gujarati words. And then, Anita Auntie says as she transitions from jokes to more general gossip, instead of letting her parents look at her horoscope, she swiped left or right, or in some God knows what direction on her phone. That's how they really met. The we saw each other on the beach in Jamaica tale is just a cover story. Her mom told me at Patel Brothers. Anita Auntie always uses a combination of charm and curiosity to learn everyone's business. In another life, she could have been a CIA agent. All Natasha's favorite aunties share an endearing and sometimes scary blend of ruthlessness and tenderness. She's smart, I tell you, Anita Auntie continues, as Karan shakes his head in disbelief. And so lucky to find someone when she's 38 years old. Ever since I heard about how Meghan Markle started dating Prince Harry, I've told my kids that most people aren't that lucky, okay? Meghan may have gotten a fairy tale in her 30s, but everyone else, when they find someone good enough early on, they need to just seal the deal, like they say here. Otherwise, all the good ones get taken up, and then you're left with nothing. I should sew that onto a throw pillow. Natasha scoffs. Attention, single people everywhere. Go after her good enough. Or else. I'd get one for my dorm room. Her brother Anuj runs a hand through his thick, wavy hair, which he hasn't cut since he started his first year at Cornell. The combination of his hair and his boyish face reminds Natasha of Dev Patel. Cheers to that. Natasha raises her champagne glass in his direction. She can always count on him to back her up. Oh, Natasha, Mom shakes her head. Anita made a good point. You girls today don't have the same pressure we did, and sometimes it's important to make sure that, you know, you don't miss out on opportunities. Actually, we girls have a lot of pressure from every possible direction and don't need more, Natasha says. Mom doesn't respond. She just purses her lips. Translation, this is not the moment for Natasha to dismantle the patriarchy. Plus, she's going to make Mom mad after she tells her everything. It's better to not rock the boat right now. Instead, she sips her mimosa and tries to ignore that odd mixture of panic and peace that overcomes her whenever she's about to be in trouble. Her mind drifts to another lesson from her therapist. Live in the present. She can do that. She can be like those light and happy people in that yoga class she went to last weekend. She can smile and take deep breaths and go with the flow. That's how good Indian girls behave. And for the rest of this Sunday, she can at least try to act like one. Mom hosts this joint family brunch at the Joshi house once a month. On the outside, it looks like a scene from one of those cozy Hallmark movies. Two families who have been best friends for decades. The parents, with their cups of chai and black hair flecked with gray. Their children, dating and working stable jobs that include health insurance. Bowls of green chutney and puffed rice are passed around. The scents of fried eggs and ginger permeate the air. A plate of jalapeno cheddar biscuits is at the center of the table. I'm like Martha Stewart with cumin and chili powder, Mom used to say. Anita Auntie and Mom launch into another conversation, this one about how some random friend's daughter would be the perfect match for the local sari shop owner's son. Karan squeezes Natasha's forearm. Our moms are out of control.
Seriously, and they both keep each other going, Natasha says.
Anita Auntie always gets more talkative around mom. I get all the Atlanta news from family brunch. Thank God nobody, not even Karan, knows her news yet. She tries to picture the way everyone will react and then how she'll feel just 24 hours from now. What if she hates living back at home? She always seems to regress to her middle school self when she's here. Maybe she's making a terrible mistake. Her dad and sister, also therapists, would tell her she's catastrophizing again. Her dad and sister would be right.
Karan, beta, mom says. Are you sure you're eating enough?
Karan smiles and tilts his full plate toward her. I took thirds. Mom beams, satisfied. Feeding people is her love language, but she takes it to another level with her precious Karan because she loves him, and also because he's a sign that Natasha has her life together. To be fair, mom's not the only one who feels this way. Everyone thinks that just because Natasha is in a long-term relationship, she must have some grand things figured out, when really, people in relationships can be just as messed up as people not in them.
Mom squeezes her hands together and says, Ketlo dayo chokroche.
Yes, we all know he is such a good boy, Natasha says.
You're all great kids,
Dad smiles. Jiten uncle, Karan's dad, nods. Mom and Anita auntie exchange grins. What is with everyone today? Natasha tries to motion to Anuj to ask him if he also thinks something's weird about the vibe, but Anuj doesn't shift his focus from the parents, who are all now laughing about the way Dad and Mom said, Francis cut key, when they were asked on the citizenship test who wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Apparently, one of their friends in Bombay had pronounced the name that way, and it stuck. Dad's told this story a million times, but still gets a kick out of it.
Ah, we really had no idea what we were doing when we came to this country, Dad says, laughing.
He and Anuj glance at their Apple Watches.
Where are Suhani and Zach?
Anuj, can you check on them?
I'll do it, Natasha yelps before her brother has a chance to say anything. I'm going to go grab some more stuff anyway.
By stuff, Natasha means alcohol. Once she's safely in the kitchen, she pours herself another mimosa the proper way, champagne with just a splash of orange juice. She takes a whiff of the fruity drink and wraps her sweaty palm around the cool, smooth glass. At least if everyone's in this great a mood, her news will be received better. She learned years ago that timing is everything when it comes to her family. Depending on the emotional temperature of their house, the same bad report card could result in either mom yelling or everyone giving Natasha an endless lecture about her lack of trying. She sends a quick text to her sister and brother-in-law.
ETA?
Suhani.
2 minutes.
Suhani sends 3 smiley face emojis. Suhani and mom love using emojis and GIFs.
Hey, where'd you go?
Karan comes into the kitchen and hands her a plate of fried potatoes.
I brought you some food.
I don't deserve you.
Natasha stabs 4 potato wedges with a fork. Maybe it's because they're now in their early 20s, but she's starting to see how her boyfriend is perfect husband material. Conventionally handsome, cultured, caring, and polite. Really polite. In every way. Whether it's how he tucks in his bonobos shirts, holds doors open, or says please before every question. Even his penis is polite, rising to the occasion, literally, only when Natasha's ready. But then, why has she been so off lately? Why has it taken more effort to be around him, or around anyone?
It doesn't matter right now.
All that matters is that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?